All right, welcome back to Visionary IT, everyone. Today we're diving into a topic that honestly feels more critical than ever, password security. I mean, it's the backbone of every cybersecurity strategy, but what's surprising is how many businesses still get it wrong.
Yeah, and let's face it, passwords are kind of one of those things that most folks don't think twice about until something goes wrong. But with breaches up, what, 60%, you really shouldn't be overlooking them.
You know, there's this false sense of security, Reed. Like, people think a password as simple as password 123 is going to cut it, but it doesn't. So today, we'll talk about what actually works and how you can implement better strategies without making everyone's life harder.
Right, because let's be real, not every business has time for an overhaul of its entire cybersecurity process. So we'll keep it practical, useful, and hopefully a little fun too.
That's a great point, Reed. And speaking of practical issues, let's get real here. Weak passwords are still one of the biggest security risks out there. Just last year, over 80% of hacking-related breaches were due to compromised passwords. Those numbers are staggering, and they show how much work we still have to do.
Yeah, and you'd think by now people would, I don't know, take it more seriously. But it's like we're stuck in this loop. I mean, we all remember the LinkedIn data breach, right? That one got ugly fast.
Oh, absolutely. They reportedly lost over 167 million credentials in that breach. And guess what? Most of the stolen passwords were embarrassingly simple, like 123456. It's no wonder hackers had field days with that kind of access.
And what's worse is this habit of reusing them. Like if 123456 is your email password, it probably doubles as your social media login, maybe your bank account too. It's like putting all your eggs in one really poorly protected basket.
Exactly. That password reuse is a killer. Even small businesses who may think they're flying under the radar are prime targets. Hackers know there's a good chance those reused passwords will unlock way more than just one system.
And, oh, this one's my favorite. Remember those statistics about employees sharing passwords via email? Like, here's the password to the payroll system. It's insanely risky behavior, but without training, people just don't see the problem.
Right, and that's why businesses really need to take the lead here. Educate your teams, set clear password policies, and honestly, enforce them. Because these attacks don't discriminate, they'll hit anyone who leaves the door open.
Gar, you're absolutely right about businesses needing to step up. But here's the thing. How do we actually get people to start making smarter passwords?
We've got to rethink what a password even is. Forget single words or strings of random letters. Instead, go for long, phrase-based passwords. Take a sentence you'll remember and throw in some creative substitutions. For example, you could use the password, "Honey, I shrunk the kids," but replace letters like O with zeros and S with the dollar sign. It's memorable, it's complex, and hackers hate it.
Okay, wait, so you're saying I should turn my childhood movie quotes into a sort of digital armor? Kind of love that.
Exactly. And while we're at it, let's ditch sticky notes and spreadsheets. Instead, use a password manager. These tools create long, random passwords for you and store them securely. It's like outsourcing the hard part so you can focus on, well, running your business.
Yeah, and honestly, they're a lifesaver. I've worked with companies that were literally keeping passwords on Post-its near their desks, like the digital equivalent of leaving your keys in the door.
Scary but true. And here's where it gets real. Weak passwords can absolutely cripple a business. I worked with a company a while back that got hit with ransomware because one employee used a weak password on an admin account. Hackers got in, locked everything down, and demanded thousands just to give access back, all because of one lousy password.
Ouch. And you know what? That's not even rare. I mean, it's a harsh reminder, but no one thinks it'll happen to them until it does.
Right. That's why these strategies are necessities if you want to stay ahead of the bad guys.
Absolutely, Gar. Knowing the importance of strong passwords is one thing, but putting those strategies into action is where the real work begins. Let's focus on execution. Start with critical passwords like those guarding financial systems, client data, or admin accounts. rotate or update those every 3 months minimum.
Right. And I get it. It sounds like overkill. I mean, changing passwords, that often feels like a drag, but think of it as maintenance on a car. Ignore it too long and the problems pile up.
Exactly. And this is where multi-factor authentication comes in. It's one of the simplest ways to add an extra layer of security. Even if someone cracks a password, they'd still need, say, your phone or fingerprint to get in.
You're basically turning cybersecurity into a team sport. Hackers might score, but MFA's like having a goalie. It's got your back.
That's a great analogy. And honestly, it's not just about what to do. It's also about avoiding mistakes. Writing passwords on sticky notes or saving them in your browser, huge no-no. I've seen too many breaches that started because someone thought, oh, it's just easier this way.
Yeah, or my personal favorite, passwords like company name 2023. Super creative, right? All it takes is one guess and boom, you're exposed.
No kidding. It's about building a culture of security too. Train your employees, make security part of their day-to-day thought process, not just some compliance box to check off. Because honestly, your weakest link often isn't the tech. It's people.
Yeah, people can be the problem, but they're also the solution. Give them the right tools and suddenly cybersecurity doesn't seem so overwhelming.
And that's the key. Keep it simple, actionable, and enforce it. Strong policies save time, money, and headaches later.
All right, Reed, I think we've covered just about everything. I mean, from creating solid passwords to actually building systems that work, there's a lot businesses can do and need to do today.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's really about keeping the door locked, not just with a password, but with a whole set of best practices. If you take the small steps, you can avoid the big disasters.
Well, on that note, folks, don't leave your keys in the door. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, security starts with you.
Until next time, stay visionary, stay secure.